We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You're listening to Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Tomorrow, we're in full Bears pregame mode. J.J. Stankovic is going to start his weeklies with us. Joe Ostrowski is going to start his weeklies with us to let you know what you should be betting on the NFL calendar. I'm excited about that, along with talking about this game between the Bears and the Lions, which I'm sure Dan McNeil and Danny Parkins are going to do throughout their show today. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Lawrence. Yeah, we'll get to it. Right, Parkins?
Wait, they're football?
Tonight?
Football. Yeah, we're going to get to it, man. It's like Christmas morning, Lawrence. I'm so happy that the NFL is back, like genuinely giddy. It's my happy place, man. People always say, what's your favorite sporting event? My answer is always NFL Sunday. Just 8-9 games going, red zone, fantasy, gambling. Like the big decision is couch or recliner, wings or pizza, like nachos or mozzarella sticks, like beer or bourbon. Like, oh, I'm so happy that football's back. This is the best. So happy.
You can put some weight on it and feel good about it, because Parkins has lost some weight sort of inexplicably lately. I don't know if that's going to be long-lived, because it is couch potato season.
It's great.
I mean, this is the time when you get to pack it on. I mean, it was like summer was just like peace. Like Labor Day came, and someone was like, I'll see y'all in June. I'm out. And then it just turned to fall, and now it feels like football outside.
Yeah, we've all been inside more than we would have liked because of the, you know, pandemic. Like even if you've been doing a good job, and I know you've been running and biking and all of that, like I think we've all been inside more than normal, whatever that degree is. But now it's like, all right, yeah, bring on the gray weather. I got nowhere to go. I am fine. Like, I'm a bit of a hermit anyway, so like, here we, like, the pandemic in nice weather with no sports is miserable. Bad weather and football, and it's healthy to stay home? Cool. Like, I was made for this, boys. Let's do this.
You know, I never thought about, like, the actual benefit of football in that regard. But maybe, just maybe, football can help people stay their asses in the house.
Oh, Lawrence, we were talking about this months ago when masks were still, like, a debatable issue. And it was like, instead of telling people, like, stay home, trust the scientists, save the old and sick, it should have been, stay home, wear some masks, and we'll get football in the fall. And we didn't do it anyway, we're still getting football. Let's go, America! Football above all else, baby. It's back. Who do you guys like, Chiefs or Texans tonight?
I think I like the Chiefs. I'm not so sure I like laying all that wood on opening night, but I probably will anyway, because I can't help myself for the first game of the season. Is it gone up even more as everybody keeps singing the Chiefs' praises, or is it still 9 with the hook?
I'm in at 9.5. I've seen 10 at some spots, so you might be you might be late depending on where you're shopping.
Yeah, but, and that total should be an over, right? I mean, if the Chiefs, when they play on national TV, tend to put up a lot of points, and everybody says, hey, you know, instant classic, 54-51, look at all that. But, yeah, they'll score some points. A lot of love being thrown in the Chiefs' direction. I'd like to be counterculture, but I can't. I'm picking them to go to the Super Bowl. Again, my NFC pick is not as much chalk as that. And I do every year have to pick some team to go to the playoffs and be alone in the wilderness on that one. And my tradition of that continues today. They're picks. They're supposed to be fun. And, you know, you could just write down the guys who are defending conference champions if you want to. But that's no fun. So I've got a couple of long shots. I wish I felt better about the Bears this season than I do, but one of those deals, as Parkins and I have been saying this week, we'd love to be wrong, but until 10 proves us wrong, we're sticking to our guns that he's not the answer to what the Bears offense needs with Matt Nagy.
For tonight, I'm really interested. I'm going with KC, but I really like some of the additions that they put on offense. I'm so curious about what Houston's offense looks like without DeAndre Hopkins. Like, who does Deshaun go to? And there were a lot of times last year where he was putting passes on the money to his other receivers, and they were just missing them. So what's the effect of that? Is David Johnson good enough to change the way that offense looks? I'm not sure. When you take the most talented wide receiver in the game away from one of the more exciting quarterbacks in the league, I think it needs some time to figure itself out. So because of that, I would say I have more confidence that Kansas City looks like the team that we saw win the Super Bowl more than the team that we saw Houston look like in the first half of their playoff game with Kansas City.
Yeah, bringing in Brandon Cooks, and if they say he's going to give it a go tonight, but he's a little banged up, and Will Fuller's always banged up, but he's healthy too. So that it's not like they have no wide receiver talent, but obviously neither of them are DeAndre Hopkins, to your point, Lawrence. The Chiefs, I'm sure it's been well documented there. I've never seen a Super Bowl team do what they've done this offseason. They bring back every starter.
Yep.
But that doesn't happen. 22 for 22 starters returning. Now, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to end up being the starter, the first round pick. But
Exciting player for what their offense does.
Yeah, but like Damian Williams opted out for them, and they still have Darrell Williams. So, I mean, I guess technically that's 21 of 22, but Damian Williams is still under contract and with the Chiefs. But, yeah, so the one thing that they lose as a starter is Damian Williams, but they replace him with a dynamic college running back who they took in the first round, at the end of the first round, at pick 32. So just if you believe, like I do, that an asset early on in this year is going to be continuity – coach, quarterback, systems, coordinators, you don't get much more continuity than every single starter from a Super Bowl team coming back and opening a season at home when they'll be unveiling their championship flag and they'll have, for whatever it's worth, you know, 18,000 fans at Arrowhead tonight. Like most people won't get that buzz either. So I think the Texans are running into a buzzsaw tonight.
Me too. What else are you guys going to do on the show today?
We're going to do some baseball the first hour today to talk about the chirpy Cubs, even in defeat, and Trevor Bauer's comments on them, and look ahead to another game against the Reds tonight while the White Sox have another day off after the James McCann show last night. That also the future of the White Sox backup catcher is going to be part of our discussion today. And then around 3 o'clock, we'll shift into full tilt football, fantasy football style with Paul Charchian at our draft last night. Lawrence, Danny was one of the handful of guys who did it virtually. I had four other team owners at the house, and all of us left the evening feeling like our teams absolutely suck, which is often how it feels when you're selecting talent in a fantasy football draft. So we'll give people their chance to call Paul Charchian, America's foremost expert on fantasy football, for their toughest decisions of the week in an either-or scenario, as we always do it. Dave Wanstead is part of the mix today at 5 o'clock, looking ahead toward Bears-Lions. Thoughts expressed today by the boss, Bears president George McCaskey. So we have got a ton of stuff, and also Good Morning Football today was running on high octane. I'll have a commentary on some things I observed on that program. And the Dan Patrick Show today releasing information that the Bears were on Tom Brady's offseason shopping list, which is news to us here. We didn't think that and Dan questioned it too when it was presented to him by his source. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about point spreads for tonight and just yuck it up for 4 hours like Tiggers do best.
All right, boys. It sounds good, and I know that you'll be excited. I know that the show itself will be excited. I also know that the two of you will be equally, if not more, excited to get your asses off the air so you can get in front of your television and watch football tonight.
You got it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.